It's a tough situation. You know, it's unfortunate any time your starting quarterback goes down with an injury. But it's a backup's job is to be ready. You know, be ready mentally, be ready physically to go in there and do the best job that he can.
Did it help you that you're coming off of the preseason where you did get substantial action?
I think so. You know, obviously the more reps you get, you play better. And I thought definitely the preseason helped, you know. We'll see.
I don't think anybody really expected the game to go this way. And, you know, some of the fans, obviously, you heard the boos. It's kind of hard to ignore. I mean, how do you even kind of bounce back from a game like this and show that this is what defines the team?
Well, yeah, you know, it's one game we've got. We got 15 games left. It's disappointing, but you learn from it. You know, you watch the film, you correct your mistakes, and you move on. And you got to remember that you have to get ready for another game on Sunday.
Now, we haven't seen anything on Cotton Carr yet, so I don't know what you can tell us or anything. But in terms of whether he might be able to play next week or he might be back in there,
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure you guys will find out. You know, as soon as I find out. But if I do have to play, you know, this week. It'll be good to kind of get a week's work with the first team offense and kind of correct some of the things that we did wrong when I was in there. So,
Malcolm Smith called this performance embarrassing. He was really embarrassed.
It was embarrassing to get beat like that.
Were you able to talk to Derek at all after his injury?
We came in the locker room. Halftime, made our corrections from the first half and focused on some of the things we were going to do in the second half. Other than that, I'm, not sure, where he stands with his injury. That's something you're going to have to ask a coach or the training staff.
You guys were way down by fourth quarter. How important did it feel to you to put some points on the board and at least get things moving in the right direction?
Right. Well, you just kind of want to keep, moving the ball, completions as a quarterback in situations like that and try to put some points on the board. You definitely don't want to, score 0 points at home.
What did Del Rio tell you guys after the game?
What Coach says to us and in here is kind of between us and Coach Del Rio.
How do you feel about the way you play?
Got to be better. Got to play better when I get in there. Got to do some better things. Got to just focus on completing the ball more. Try not to force throws downfield like I did with that interception, trying to do too much at once, understanding that, we were down and you get in there and try to make a big play, and unfortunately it was intercepted.
Probably not easy coming in cold, right?
It's a backup's job is to be ready, you try to do your best to stay warm and stay loose and be ready when called upon. I think learn from that experience today and just try to get better.